Since then, the local situation's changed. We've got the energy park now up and running, bit of a flagship for Fife. Diageo's had the big expansion. Largest distillery in Scotland is right under the railway line at Cameron Brig. Further population growth there. There's talk of maybe methyl docks being brought into. So there's a lot of local arguments. And then nationally, there's been quite a few new rail projects. It only closed its functioning 2001, serving Methyl Power Station. And it's still owned by Network Rail. So it's only mothballed. So unlike the St Andrews Garbage Line, that's taking it to private use, a couple of things built on it, that's a complicated situation. This line is intact. You can't even walk that line, even though it's a bit overgrown, because you need Network Rail, you're technically trespassing. The first mile is now open and functioning for this coal freight. So all we have to concentrate is the last, I think it's just under 5 miles. You know, it's coming up for the 45th anniversary of the closure. You know, as we've said, this is the largest urban area in Scotland without direct rail services.